Hello and welcome to the Mindset and Manifesting Podcast. My name is Lena. I am a spiritual teacher, a conscious manifestation coach. I have been on my awakening journey consciously now since the beginning of 2019, about March of 2019. So it's been a few years now. A lot has happened since then. Okay, so today's episode 10 in a 10-part series that I've been doing on awakening to the fifth dimension, the journey of self-realization. Today's episode is on living in the fifth dimension. So this fifth dimensional state of awareness. All right, we're all headed that way. Okay, we're all headed that way. It is an internal shift. It happens internally first, and then we experience it as our reality because it is then it's projected on the screen of space, it manifests, and then we experience this fifth dimensional state of awareness, like in physical form, like the tangible things that we see will reflect that state of awareness we are experiencing within. All right, so living in the fifth dimension is a concept rooted in metaphysical and spiritual belief systems. I've said this in previous episodes, all right? And it's often described as an elevated state of consciousness beyond our ordinary third dimensional reality. Now, there is a fourth dimensional state awareness, which is obviously the in between. So this third dimensional reality, many people observe is very limited. And then we move into this fourth dimensional state of awareness, and we realize there's so much more to life. Life really is limitless. Many people in this state of consciousness first awaken and then come across the concept of manifestation, etc., and things really begin to unfold once you awaken. So now, while this fifth dimensional state of consciousness is highly subjective and really a speculative concept to many, for those who haven't actually experienced glimpses into it, right? Again, it's speculative or subjective, and it's individualized. We're all going to experience it at different times. Some in this lifetime, some not, etc. If you found this podcast, chances are you'll experience it in this lifetime. But anyway, this concept is associated with qualities and experiences, such as oneness, love, expanded awareness, and a sense of timelessness. So let's go over an exploration of what it may be like living in the fifth dimension. Oneness and unity. Okay, in this fifth dimensional state of awareness, there's a profound sense of oneness and interconnectedness with all life in the universe, and the illusion of separateness dissolves. And individuals often experience a deep understanding that they are an integral part of a larger unified whole. Okay, you may have experienced moments of that. All right, love and compassion. So, love is a central theme in this fifth dimensional state of awareness, right? We operate more from the heart, making decisions and taking actions based on love and compassion. Empathy and understanding are prevalent, which leads to harmonious relationships and a sense of universal love. And then there's the transcendence of time. Time in the fifth dimension, in this fifth dimensional state of awareness, state of consciousness, is often described as non-linear. linear, which allows us to experience the past, present, and future as a single timeless moment. And this often, or this offers a profound perspective on the nature of time and reality. Things really do become muddled as far as time goes, in this fifth dimensional state of awareness, and even in the fourth dimension, right? Time gets really kind of, the lines of, or the illusion of time, the lines become blurred, let's just say that. And then there's higher awareness. So living in the fifth dimension involves a heightened state of awareness and expanded consciousness, because the fifth dimension, that's all it is. It's a higher state of awareness and consciousness. We may have access to intuitive insight, or may have, I shouldn't even say that. Because for many it's speculative, right? Then comes the viewpoint of, well, it may have, we may have access to this. Well, I can tell you, from somebody who has experienced moments of fifth dimensional state of consciousness, that we do have access to intuitive insights, wisdom, and spiritual understanding beyond what's commonly experienced in a third dimensional world, a third dimensional reality. All right. Positive manifestation is another. So the power of manifestation is really amplified in the fifth dimensional state of consciousness, because you know that things, that time is not linear, it's just an illusion, and we're limitless. So a lot of the old illusions, the old fears, the old doubts, limiting beliefs are have dissipated, right? We're no longer, they're no longer really a prominent part of our state of awareness. So manifestation really becomes amp, or the power of it really becomes amplified. I mean, we're always manifesting. It's part of our innate nature. It's just what we do. But the ability to do so consciously and have things manifest quicker, again, are amplified in a fifth dimensional state of consciousness. So thoughts and intentions have a more immediate and potent effect on the shaping of our reality, which leads to the creation of positive and harmonious life experiences. All right, service to others is another aspect. All right, so in this fifth dimensional state of awareness, there's often a strong inclination towards service to others. We may be motivated to contribute to the greater good, to uplift and support, our fellow human beings, and the world as a whole. And that's because we really do move into this heart-centered space, and it just becomes an innate thing that we do, right? Wanting greater good, or to uplift others and humanity as a whole. All right. Let's talk about enlightened individuals and encouragement. So enlightened individuals, the well-known ones. So there are a lot who aren't as well known, right? But enlightened individuals who are said to have reached higher states of consciousness, or the fifth dimension, are often revered figures in spiritual and philosophical traditions. And again, these are the more well-known. There are many, many that probably, or that are not well-known. I have no doubt. I've experienced moments of this fifth dimensional awareness myself, just not on a everyday consistent basis. And I know there are others who are just, we're out here teaching, and we're sharing, and sharing gifts, channel messages, light language, doing energy work and healing, etc., who are experiencing moments in fifth dimensional, you know, state of awareness. There are some who, again, are more well known and who are contributing more to the whole of humanity on a global scale because they are more well known. All right. Example is Buddha. Siddhartha Gautama, the Buddha, is considered by many to have attained a state of enlightenment and lived in a higher state or a state of higher consciousness. There's Yogananda, Paramahansa, It's Paramahansa. Many of you are probably aware. Yogananda. Paramahansa Yogananda. Okay, I give up on the first part. Was a yogi and a spiritual teacher known for his teachings on yoga and meditation. He is associated with a state of spiritual realization and higher consciousness. Eckhart Tolle is a contemporary spiritual teacher. So Eckhart Tolle's teachings focus on the power of presence and living in the now. Aspects are often associated with higher states of awareness. Muji is one. Muji is a spiritual teacher who emphasizes self-inquiry and self-realization, guiding individuals toward an expanded consciousness and a sense of oneness. And then another is Ram Dass. So Ram Dass was a spiritual teacher and author known for his exploration of consciousness, the nature of reality, and love as the driving force of life. For me, and I, so here's the thing. I can see myself going in this direction because based on the information, the downloads I've received, the channeled information I've received, on really the realization that we are the creators of our reality, of our experiences. There is nothing outside of us. And sometimes it's very difficult to explain that on, to really explain that so that it's really understandable from a higher aspect. And I don't even know if I'm trying to choose the words carefully because, you know, I'm just like everybody else going through this experience. But I'm here to teach and to share these experiences. But it's sometimes difficult to put into words. I have moments, I myself have moments of heightened state of awareness, of enlightenment, but trying to take that information and condense it down and explain it, I'm still going through that process of learning how to do that, right? Because again, one of the things I don't ever want to do is come across as if I am better than anyone else because I understand certain things from a different perspective or a higher state of understanding, because that's not the case at all, right? I'm just at a point on my journey, and this is what my soul chose to do in this lifetime. So again, sometimes I try to choose my words carefully, but I know as far as being a spiritual teacher, my teachings are leaning more towards this true understanding of being the creators of our reality and our experiences and how that has come about, and the fact that, yes, we are all connected. What does that really mean? And even an aspect of scripture, because I myself have experienced parts of scripture as an understanding awakening. All right, I think I'm going to leave it there before I kind of butcher the words too much. All right. Now, as for encouragement and advice on the spiritual journey to these higher states of consciousness into this fifth dimensional state of awareness, all right, stay open. So keep an open heart and mind to new experiences and perspectives. Be receptive to the wisdom of others and the guidance of your inner self. Practice mindfulness. Cultivate mindfulness in your daily life to live in the present moment and develop a deeper awareness of your thoughts and emotions. And I can say that becoming really aware, like aware of everything, cultivating that mindfulness, that awareness, really opens you up to a deeper understanding of who you are, of all that is, all that you've created, what you're here to do, etc. Okay. Seek guidance. So connect with mentors, spiritual teachers, or communities that resonate with your spiritual path. Their wisdom and support can really be invaluable. And I know from my own experience, reaching out finally and working, you know, with, it's been three other coaches now, three other spiritual teachers, mediums, etc., Reiki masters. It really has been invaluable, but I chose to do so at certain points on my journey. Okay, I did a lot of the work myself, and then I was like, okay, now it's time to seek guidance from others in these specific areas of my life for this portion of my journey. And again, it's been really, really invaluable to me. So if you feel called to do so and you find somebody to resonate, that resonates with you, I'd highly recommend it. All right, self-inquiry. And again, you know, a lot of these things we've talked about before, but engage in self-inquiry to understand your true nature and to confront and release the ego's attachments and limitations. The more self-inquiry you do, I promise you, you will receive more and more answers. You'll have a better understanding of the true nature of who you are, of your divinity. Meditate regularly. Okay, so regular meditation is powerful. It's a powerful tool for expanding consciousness. It provides a space for inner exploration and self-realization. Practice it. It can open you up to so much. Visions, it can open up your spiritual gifts, so many things. And, you know, and something that's really important is embracing the journey. Remember that the journey is ongoing. It doesn't end. And there is no fixed destination. Even when you leave this physical body, your soul is infinite. There's no fixed destination. You're always experiencing. Be patient and compassionate with yourself as you grow and evolve, because it is a journey. It's a long journey, and it's not always easy. There's a lot to learn. So just be patient. Don't judge yourself. Go easy. Go easy on yourself. Choose love. Prioritize love, compassion, and empathy for yourself and others, right? In all of your interactions and decisions, love is considered the driving force behind ascension. Connect with nature. Again, we mentioned this before. So spend time in nature to connect with the natural world, quiet the mind, and experience a sense of oneness. Trust your inner wisdom. Trust your intuition and inner wisdom. Your higher self holds profound insights that can guide you on your path. We all hold all of the knowledge we will ever gain is within our DNA, just waiting to be awakened. Okay. Most importantly, persevere. The journey to these higher states of consciousness, to this fifth dimensional state, can be challenging, but perseverance is key. Be persistent, okay? Trust that your efforts will lead to a more enlightened and fulfilling existence. Remember that the journey to higher consciousness is highly personal and subjective, so embrace your individual path and know that the process of awakening and ascension is a beautiful ongoing adventure of self-discovery and spiritual growth. All right, so there we have the end of our series on awakening to the fifth dimension, the journey of self-realization. If any of my episodes, any of my teachings, any of my words have resonated with you and you want to work with me, I do offer coaching, but I offer coaching, but if you're just looking just to manifest, although I can help you do that, I really prefer to work with people who are really interested in this awakening journey and the individual path of ascension, just because, based on where I'm at on my journey. It's easier for me to work with people that are interested in more than just manifestation. Okay. I mean, again, I can do that, but if you're interested in the awakening journey, your ascension path, some of the things that you may be experiencing, I'd be happy to work with you. That's really where my passion lies when it comes to coaching. So feel free to reach out to me. The link to my blog is in the description box, and then I have a coaching tab. So feel free to schedule a session. I do a free 30-minute discovery call, so we can chat if you'd like. And that's it for this series. So I'm not sure, what I'm going to dive into next. It may be the Seven Keys of Enoch, the Book of Knowledge. I may save that for my YouTube channel and then just kind of talk about the Oversoul Awakening. So we'll see. I'll wait and see what I'm guided to talk about. But in any case, thank you so much for joining me for today's episode, and I'll see you guys in the next one. All right, bye now.